This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for January 17th, episode 830, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday. Friday.
This is what it's all about, gentlemen. It's what we train for.
Happy Friday.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us on this Freestyle Friday. You know, Jamie, I had a listener who wrote to me about something else, put a PS on the email and say, what's the Freestyle Friday thing all about? And I got to thinking about, we'd started that soon after we started the show, because Fridays, we'd learned that when we got to Friday, we were just talking about whatever, we didn't even care. And that's how it became Freestyle Friday, isn't it? That's what I remember. Did I lose Jamie?
We may have. I'm right here.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I think it's just a fun kind of horsey way to talk about Fridays and the fact that we really don't focus.
That's right. Of course, if anybody listened to Wednesday's show, they know we weren't real focused on Wednesday either. So.
Yeah, it's true. Most days we're up, but it's just an excuse on Fridays.
That's right. Yeah, it's legal on Fridays to be not focused. But yeah. Today we're going to focus. Exactly. We have a ton of stuff planned for today. So Jennifer's going to tell us about that. We're going to get right to it. We're going to hop in. We're going to dive in the deep end.
Yeah, we're in the deep end, all right. On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, our favorite Emmy winner, Darlie Newman, is here with big news about her latest project called Travels with Darlie. And then it's off to California for a preview of the Pomona Horse Expo. And then returning stateside, we open the shoot and release really bad ads for a romp across your funny bone. So stay tuned for the fray. Oh.
Thank you, Jennifer. Well, my daily whinny goes out to a old friend of the Horse Radio Network. He's been really good to us over the years. He has been a guest on this show numerous times and also co-hosted the show one day with me. And that is John Nicholson, who is the director of the Kentucky Horse Park, who announced this week that he is going to be retiring as of he will retire on April the 1st. So he's getting out before Rolex. Didn't want to do one more Rolex, it looks like.
Run.
He served in the position since 1997. It's been around a long time at the Kentucky Horse Park. And back in 1997, Jennifer and I went there. Jennifer, it was probably in the mid-90s that we went to Kentucky for the first time. And, or
92.
And let me tell you, the Kentucky Horse Park wasn't much back then. It was just land and pretty much didn't have anything on it. It was
a lot of, well, I'll tell you what, when in 1997, I was a Kentucky Equine Institute student. So I actually went to school at the Kentucky Horse Park and met John when he was just walking around touring the place.
Oh, really?
And was slated to take over. He wasn't even in charge yet. So we've got to get him on to talk about kind of the transformation that he did there at the Kentucky Horse Park, because he put that place on the map. Yeah, you know, they had the Breeds Barn and they had the big barn, but it was a shell of its current self.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
He's just done so much.
And he's a super, super nice guy. Anybody that knows him, one of the, my fondest memories of actually of John is during the World Equestrian Games. It was right in the middle, probably the eighth or ninth day of the 16-day run. And, you know, he had been involved with that since the inception of placing the bid. And even before that, to try and get WEG out there, he was influential in trying to make that happen. So he did a lot of work and a lot of sleepless nights and a lot of very long days leading up to the WEG. And it was about day or eight or nine. And I just happened to be walking by the back of one of the booths in the vendor area. And there he was sitting on his golf cart, just sitting there with nobody around. It was one of those things. And he just patted the seat. And I went over and sat beside him, and we just sat there and talked for about a half an hour. It was one of my fondest memories of hanging out with John. And he just was taking a break. He said, I just have not had a break. I just need time. So that's what he went there every day, he told me, and hid behind this booth for about a half an hour to get some quiet time. What a neat guy. So I hope he we were speculating yesterday with a bunch of people from Lexington whether he would be retiring or actually going into politics. He'd make a heck of a good politician, actually.
Oh, yeah. He could be the next governor of Kentucky. I mean, that guy, he would... We should just ask him himself.
Yeah, well, we will. I put in a request to get an interview with him, so hopefully... I know he's been getting a lot of requests this week. So hopefully we'll hear back and we'll get him on the air here. And your
turn. Good. Well, my son now officially has his future wife all lined up.
His future wife or life?
His future wife.
Oh.
His future wife has been born. And now we can begin the process of arranging the marriage, because these things are planned since infancy. And I would like to congratulate Zara Phillips for having a little baby girl. She and her husband, Mike Tindall, have welcomed a brand new baby girl into the world earlier this morning. And Buckingham Palace has just released an official statement saying that the new little girl is slated to marry one Lucas Jennings. See, he's excited. You can hear him.
Yeah, look at him. He's all happy.
Oh, wait, no, the press release says, Mrs. Michael Tindall today safely delivered a baby girl at the Gloucestershire Royal Hospital. I won't do that anymore. It's terrible. Mr. Tindall was present at the birth. The weight of the baby was 7 pounds, 12 ounces. The Queen, the Duke of Edinburgh, and the Princess Royal, Captain Mark Phillips, and Mike's parents, Mr. Phillips and Mrs. Linda Tindall, have been informed and are delighted with the news. The baby's name will be confirmed in due course. And, of course, this is the first child for Zara and Mike. The third grandchild for the Princess Royal. It's hard to read these names. I'm trying to translate who they're talking about. It's the fourth grandchild, great-grandchild for the Queen, 16th in line to the throne.
You get all that? Yeah. She's, in other words, she's not going to get the throne. She's never going to be queen.
16 in line.
Yeah.
16th in line.
But you know
what?
They
gotta have a thing.
You know, baby Luke could, he could do very well because obviously there's some money there. So.
There's money. And my son is so good looking. It's just going to be an easy thing for him. She better be pretty.
And, back in the old days, they did do the matchmaking at about his age. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. You hold out for that.
I'm just saying I'm ready. I'm ready.
Hold out for that. I'm sure the call's coming any day now.
Any day.
Let's go right on to, we're going to have a guest here shortly. So we have to get to our picks because tomorrow are the Eclipse Awards. And on that note, I thought it was really, really cool. And I don't know if you noticed this, that Mucho Macho Man's going to run tomorrow at Gulfstream Park where they're having the Eclipse Awards in the evening. So wouldn't it be cool if he won the Sunshine Millions Classic for $400,000 and then won the Eclipse Award? Wouldn't that be cool?
I think it's a two-horse race at this point, but I really think that, well, let's get into the picks. That would be very, very cool. Let's start with jockey and we'll work our way up. How about that?
All right, Jennifer, write them down so we
I've got my pen at the ready.
Okay.
We won't remember. All right, the jockey is in the running, Javier Castellano, Joel Rosario, and Gary Stevens.
Well, I think that's easy, isn't it? We're all picking Gary Stevens, right? Everybody raise their hand.
I mean, yeah, everybody raise their hand. I love him. I love Gary Stevens. He made an amazing comeback, and here he is sitting at the top of the cream of the crop in his comeback year. And you know, who does he have to thank for that? He has Mucho Macho Man to thank for that, without a doubt. I mean, he would not be in the running if he hadn't won the Breeders' Cup Classic on Mucho. So I think Gary Stevens is all of our pick, whether he'll win or not, we don't know, but we want him to win. How about that?
Okay. Yep. Gary Stevens is in. Jennifer, you can argue if we're sort of picking for you. So if you have somebody else, let us know.
So, well, that's just too obvious, Gary Stevens. Hello.
Yeah.
He's in our generation, Glenn.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and he's going to be, you know, I mean, the Eclipse Awards are picked by the writers. And I really think that they've all got I love him, too. So to think in the way they pick, you know, how can you not be emotional about it? I just don't think you can. Now, moving on to the next category is male turf horse. You've got Magician, Point of Entry, and Wise Dan. Glenn?
I think it's I'm going to say Wise Dan because I think that's who they'll pick. I just think that that's, you know, he's going to be the emotional favorite.
Who do you think it should be?
I think Wise Dan. I think he's, you know, he's the emotional and practical favorite. Both.
My argument is Point of Entry never ran against Wise Dan. He was slated to be in a race with Wise Dan, and they pulled him out saying that the turf was yielding. So Point of Entry, to me, ran away from Wise Dan. Magician won the Turf Classic when Wise Dan was running in the Dirt Mile. So you can't beat Wise Dan on turf. That's his thing. And so I would go with Wise Dan too. Older female, we've got Joyful Victory, Royal Delta, and Tiz Ms. Sue. Ideas, Glenn, older female?
Royal Delta. Hands down, Royal Delta.
We love her. I don't know if she'll get it, but to me, she deserves it because she's still hanging in there. She's running, and she hasn't had like the flawless year that she did last year, but I'll still go with Royal Delta.
You know, we've been talking about that horse since we started this show. It's been that long.
I know. We really have. Let's see. This is going to be a tough one because two of these horses in this category are also in the Horse of the Year category. And you've got older male being Game On Dude, Mucho Macho Man, and Wise Dan. And to me, this is where you separate the horse that wins the classic versus the horse that wins older male. Horse of the Year versus older male. So do you think it would be Mucho Macho Man or Wise Dan winning older male or Horse of the Year? This is where the pick separates.
I think it's Wise Dan because I'm giving Mucho Macho Man Horse of the Year.
All right. Just to dare to be a little different from you, because all of our picks are the same and somebody's going to have to win. I'm going to go with Mucho Macho Man wins older male, which there's nothing wrong with that. It's not like a slight or anything.
Hey, I'm an older male. I appreciate it. So up there.
Exactly. You are the older male. I'm going to go with Mucho wins this one, and then we'll make another pick for Horse of the Year. So how's that sound?
All right, Jennifer, who do you think on older male and Horse of the Year? Which way would you put it?
I'm going with Game On Dude.
Okay. Yes, it's still a possibility.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Absolutely it is. And you know, the voting people, they don't get together on this. So they might just say, you know what, I already voted for one for Wise Dan. I voted, I'm going to take Mucho Macho Man's Horse of the Year. So Game On Dude is my pick. And that very well could happen. Game On Dude has had an amazing year as well. 3-year-old Billy, Beholder, Close Hatches, and Princess of Silmar. And she, to me, her victory in the Breeders' Cup just sealed it. She has had such a spectacular year, so she would be my pick. Glenn?
You know, I don't know. I don't know close hatches. I don't know much about close hatches, so I'm not sure on that one. I'm going to say Princess of Selmar just because it's one that I'm familiar with and I like the name.
Okay, Jen, do you have anything?
Definitely Princess of Selmar. She gave me goosebumps when she won the distaff.
Yeah.
That one race spoke for me.
Absolutely. And yeah. I think that that's the way everybody's going to vote, but she deserves it. Three-year-old male. We've got Kentucky Derby winner, Orb. We've got Palace Malice. And we've got Will Take Charge.
I'm going with, and this is purely a name thing, because I just posted a picture of me as the king from years ago that Jennifer found at the bottom of her drawer. So I'm going with Palace Malice. Just because of that.
Sounds educated. educated guess. Jen, what are you going to go with?
I'm going with Orb, because I just love the way the race caller says it.
See, there's educated too.
Orb!
Yeah, it was. And you know what? Then I'll go with Will Take Charge, because I thought he had an awesome year, and I want to be different than you guys. So we've got a couple things that are separating us. So I'll go with Glenn's got Palace Malice, Jen's got Orb, and I'll take Will Take Charge. And now, finally, drum roll, please. Do we have Darlie on hold? Let's go ahead and get Darlie on the phone while we do this last.
She's doing that, yep.
All right, perfect. Horse of the year. Will it be Mucho Macho Man, Will Take Charge, or Wise Dan?
And of course, I'm going Mucho Macho Man because I have to. I mean, we were solely responsible for this horse getting to where he is. So I have to.
I'm sure that Dean and Patty Reeves totally agree. And when they get up there to do their speech, they're going to thank us.
Yes, I know they are.
I'm sure they will.
Who believed in this horse before we did? Them and us. And that was it.
Yeah, then Kathy, I mean, even their jockeys have changed a million times. Yes. So they can't even go with Gary Stevens from the beginning, because he wasn't there.
I think he would have if they
Rajiv Marat. Rajiv Marat was their first jockey on him, and now they've had about 15 since then. So, okay, your pick is Mucho Macho Man, because I took Mucho in the older male, because he really deserves older male. I'm going to go with Wise Dan. And Jennifer, I don't know if she's able to talk to me now, but what's your pick for Horse of the Year?
Oh, Mucho Macho Man, hello.
Yay.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. Yes, I took Wise Dan. Let's get Darlie on the phone here, and let's ask Darlie who her pick for Horse of the Year is. Good morning, Darlie.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Well, before we get into talking about your amazing deal that you have, let's get your pick for Horse of the Year. Eclipse Awards are tomorrow night. Are you going to go with Mucho Macho Man, Will Take Charge, or Wise Dan?
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea, but I'm going to say Wise Dan because he's so wise, you know? You got to go with him, right?
See, she picks him like I do.
That'd be how I usually pick the horses anyway.
How's that work out for you?
It actually works surprisingly well. I think people give good names with good insight to the horses.
Well, he has definitely won just about everything he's running. So it's a good choice.
Okay.
So, Darlie, talk to us about what you've just announced.
Oh, yeah, we're excited. We just announced a new web series, The Wave of the Future, with the AOL On Network, which has it's AOL's main video network, and they have over 2,000 partners, including Huffington Post. And we've created travel and inspiration, food and culture videos that we filmed from around the world for their network. And we have 30 episodes on now, and we're going to be regularly sending out episodes that are 2 to 3 minutes long that you can watch on any device, including your smartphone, which I think is really fun and cool. And it's called Travels with Darlie. And we just announced it 2 days ago, and it's already getting some good press and pickups in the media world. So we're excited, and you guys are having me on, so we're excited about it.
Yes, this is the high-tech media world I'm sure you're talking about. Wait, let me get this straight. You're doing 2 to 3 minute videos because that is all that we, as humans these days, can handle. So I like the link. 2 to 3 minutes. Is there like a country each episode? What's the deal?
You know what? What we're doing is trying to create things that we think people want to see online and that are useful to them, but also inspirational. So, for instance, we did World's Best Sunsets and Best U.S. Sunsets, which is really popular. And that's a good clip. If you're at your office or you're in transit and you want to escape and really see some beautiful footage, I would suggest watching those clips. And then we've done things like Best U.S. Road Trips, where I've picked out 3 of my favorite U.S. road trips that I filmed and taken and put them into a clip. So you can watch it and kind of decide, wow, I really need to take that drive in Michigan or that drive in Alaska. That needs to be on my must-see list. So it's best of, but also beautiful places. And they're really out there to inspire you. And it's 2 to 3 minutes because that's what people are watching on. That's the most popular right. for people watching online. Now, actually, though, there's some clips online now that are doing well that are like 6 seconds. So maybe we don't have to do that much work anymore. But.
One sunset, quickly.
Hi, my name is Charlie.
Yes. Yeah, but it's really interesting. Well, and people can, you know, you can, everyone's watching TV. A lot of people are watching TV online. People are hooking their TVs up to, you know, different Samsung and Roku boxes and things like that. And you can hook this up and watch in as well. So I think it's neat. We're trying to keep up with the times and get into the new wave of online television.
So are you taking episodes of Equitrekking, cutting them down, or is this not horse related at all?
A lot of them are not horse-related. We've been working on this deal for quite some time. So a lot of them are things that when we've been filming in the past 2 years, we've been like, what do we need to do to get some more general travel clips? Or we've kind of had themes in mind as we've gone along. So there will be some horse stuff on there because obviously that's one of my passions and what we've been doing with Equitrekking, and that's our base. So you're going to see some horse stuff, but you're also going to see a lot of general travel stuff that we've kind of thought about as we've been going along and been like, what do people want to watch as well, and what are other some cool inspirational things that we can put together for people to see?
Oh, Darlie, this is so cool. I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, we're excited too. It's fun. It's fun to branch out a little bit and reach some new audiences and you know, also the younger generation that is really watching stuff online. So it's pretty neat.
Yeah. So where do I go to find it?
You can go on to, it's on.aol.com, and just key in Travels with Darlie, and we actually have a whole channel on there devoted to us, and you'll see, you know, beautiful Maui is one of the first clips up now, and that's just another great escapism to take you to some beautiful places in Maui, and we've got some top Costa Rica adventures, which is great for this winter, because I know people are dreaming of some warm places. I am. and you can check it out there.
Hey, this is really
okay,
cool. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, this is really cool. You have the chance of being on Huffington Post without sleeping with the president or doing something illegal. That's perfect.
Well, it's so funny, too, because I actually looked yesterday and I was like, oh, my gosh, our videos are on Huffington Post. And it was so neat. I don't know. It's cool to be able to. There's so many new distribution outlets now, too, and people are flocking to these different sites, these brands that weren't out there before. So it's not just, you know, CBS and ABC anymore, and PBS. You've got all these new sites that have cropped up in the past decade, like Huffington Post, that are so popular. So it's really neat to be able to reach out to new audiences through those sites. And I didn't have to sleep with the president. Even though he is in my backyard, I'm in the D.C. area. But
sure.
Oh, my God, I totally thought you were going to say something else. Oh, my God, even though he is on my bucket list. I was like, oh, no.
That'll be the next video.
That would be interesting.
Like, oh, that's a goal of mine is to see them. I love the fact that you kind of play on Travels with Charlie and Travels with Darlie. Was that at all a thought? Because when you start to type in Travels with on Google, Travels with Charlie comes up. And of course, that's one of my favorite Steinbeck novels. Sorry.
I know. you know, it actually wasn't an intentional play on it at first, but then I did the same thing you did, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
You're like John Steinbeck traveling across the country with your dog, except for you travel with your husband, even better.
They're a little different, but, you know.
I know.
Don't we wish they could be more similar?
I know, right? It's so,
wait a minute. Drastic. Wait a minute. Women always have said that we're similar to the dogs. So I don't know.
I love it. Well, so can I ask a kind of personally type business question? Who pays you for this? And do they pay your travel expenses? Is it just, are they buying stuff? Is this on your own? How does the financial end of this work?
Like most deals, every deal online now is different. Like, you either get a flat fee or you make money through advertising. So, you know, basically we've been sitting here ourselves and researching different partners. We're actually going to be announcing another partner in the next month or two for online stuff, which is going to be exciting. So I'll tell you guys that when I can. But yeah, it's interesting. We've been kind of navigating this new online world and every deal is different, but usually you make money through advertising, which basically is the base for everything anyway. So,
Darlie, okay, gotcha. Darlie's a media mogul in our world. She's a mogul.
I'm trying. It's a brave new world out there, guys. You have to really, like, there are a lot of opportunities, but it's interesting to kind of to get out there and also to produce something new and different, like to cut something down to 2 or 3 minutes. I mean, we've been doing our PBS show for a while, which is a half hour. And I mean, we love to tell stories, and you can tell some awesome stories in a half hour. So it's been challenging to try to get good stories within a short, you know, a much shorter window, which is a big challenge for the online video making in general.
Hey, Darlie, could you please call Clear Channel and see if you can get Jamie and I a syndicated contract with about 300 radio stations?
No.
No?
You don't want to work for them, Glenn.
Not Clear Channel, but
I already have.
The other one, whatever the other one is.
Serious?
Yes.
Hey, you never
Sirius
know.
Will do.
You never know. Hey, Martha Stewart's on there. Why not you guys?
Howard Stern's on there making $500 million a year. So why not?
Why not?
Call him up. You never know.
I love
it. Actually, you have to email.
Yeah. You can't call anybody anymore.
I know.
So I'm looking on your, Snapchat them. That's the new thing is the Snapchat. We have to Snapchat them our thing. Nobody even emails or texts anymore. So, anyway, I'm on your website and you do have some horse things, an insider's tour to meet the police horses in Montreal, a lot of Canada stuff, beautiful Quebec in the snow. But then you've got a clip on searching for the Loch Ness Monster in Scotland. I know it's only a couple minutes long, but I haven't watched it yet. Did you find the Loch Ness Monster?
You know, well, it's really cool. We went out with Adrian Shine, who is an expert Nessie person. And he actually is interesting because a lot of people in that area do believe in the Loch Ness Monster. And he actually is a skeptic. So we went out with him on his boat to search for Nessie. We did not find Nessie. We did see some ripples in the water. But, you know, we learned a lot about the Loch Ness area. And it's just, I don't know, it's interesting. I feel like Loch Ness, every year there's something that comes up, like someone will have a picture that comes out or something. So it's one of those kind of myth-type things, or if you believe it, it's true. But it's one of those things that's like an ongoing mystery, like Bigfoot or something. So it was cool to go out with him because he is constantly studying it, but he is kind of listed as an expert but a skeptic. So you have to watch to see some more insight on it. But the whole Loch Ness in general is really an interesting body of water, and it was really cool to be out there. It's beautiful. And Scotland's beautiful, you got to say, you know.
Well, after I got this yesterday, the press release, I watched a bunch of the videos and absolutely thoroughly enjoyed them. But the one that I think should win the Emmy for Best Photography again, you guys have a habit of doing that. And I don't know if short videos like this qualify, but the Costa Rica Frog Farm Eco Tour.
Huh.
Just because the photography was really good at getting pictures of those weird little frogs.
Well, it's Greg, our same photographer. And I know it was hard to capture those frogs because, first of all, they're so small and you have to really search for them. But you can see some of the colors in these different frogs. It's amazing. the Red-Eyed Tree Frog, which I love.
Yes.
Yeah, that one stands out, but then you really have to look for him because they you know, camouflage and blend in with their surroundings and the leaves, and they kind of, you'll see in the video, they kind of get balled up there, and you can't really see them that well. So it was really neat, though, and that's the place where they're, you know, trying to preserve these amazing frogs, which are so important to our ecosystem. So
where else are you going to go other than Travels with Darley to find an entire video on frogs in Costa Rica? Where else?
You got to travel with Darley.
I love the nature. I love having beautiful nature footage and stuff like that. And that's something you don't, a lot of people are doing online video now, but to find really beautiful quality travel video and beautiful nature stuff, I mean, you got to go over to Travels with Darley. That's where it's at, guys.
I love these sunsets. I'm watching that right now, and it just makes me want to gallop horses on the beach. Well, Darley, thank you so much for being on. Tell everybody again where they can find the videos.
You can go on AOL.com and look for Travels with Darley, and you'll come to our channel.
Perfect. And, of course, they can follow you on Facebook. Just look for which one? Equitrekking?
We are still at Equitrekking, and then you can go to Twitter, also Equitrekking, and Darley Newman as well.
Perfect. We'll follow you. Thanks, Darley. Thank you so much, and best of luck.
Thanks, guys. Good to talk to you.
Bye, Darley.
Good to talk to you.
Bye.
I love Darley. She's so sweet.
I know.
And
I didn't want to tell her in the videos, she needs to eat a sandwich. My God, she looks so thin. Of course, thin and beautiful, but thin and fit, and I'm jealous.
I've met her in person, and she's that thin and fit and always has been. So, yes. Yeah, I think, you know how they say video or TV puts on 10 pounds? I think with Darley, it takes off 10 pounds. So, I don't know. She's just always looked good. And some of these, there is a wide variety of stuff on here. Just a wide variety of stuff.
Yeah, there really is. I am watching World's Best Sunset. She definitely had to throw some people galloping on the beach in there. So it's just spectacular. That's great that they've been planning this whole time and been doing a lot of the videotaping, TV moron I am, recording the sunsets this whole time.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I that jumped out at me too, because I would have not had the forethought to do any of that while we were traveling.
Right,
we were
exactly.
Doing something else.
You never throw away the cuts.
No, I guess not. All right, let's take a break for Kentucky Performance Products. They're our title sponsor for the day. And then we're going to come back and we're going to be learning about an expo on the West Coast this week.
Joint Armor from KPP provides your horse with the building blocks necessary to maintain healthy joints throughout his lifetime. Kentucky Performance Products Quality Assurance provides you with the confidence that you are purchasing a safe, high-quality product. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Joint Armor is concentrated and affordable. One jar lasts a whole 75 days. Joint Armor helps maintain fluid motion and flexibility in your horse's joints. It also supports normal cartilage development and reduces joint deterioration. Learn more about Joint Armor from Kentucky Performance Products and all their other terrific products at kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com.
Well, thank you to Kentucky Performance Products, and you can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com, but also on Facebook. You can follow them by searching for Kentucky Performance Products. Hey, I have a follow-up while we're waiting for our guest on something we asked on Wednesday on the show, and that is, what do you call your truck? We determined that 61% of the people name their vehicles, and Jamie's truck is named the Black Pearl, of course, after the movie. And we had a pickup truck that was a big diesel that we named the Enterprise. It was silver. And then we had a bunch of our listeners chime in. Celeste said hers is named Earl the F-250. Now, that's the first one that I've seen that's named Earl. That's a first for me. And we had Colleen jumped in and said her truck is her Dodge Ram 2500. It's named Rambo. I think there's probably a lot of Rambos out there. Let's see. Barbie said she used to have a 94 Dodge Dually Diesel 3500 named the Beast, which was the most popular name for a car. Then the husband wouldn't let me go to the clinic unless I got a new one. So now I have the sneaky beast because it's gas. I like that. Lorelei said, ugly Betty, the falling apart, super high mileage Cavalier. I just got rid of ugly Betty. That's probably a common name too for falling apart junkers. And she says she hasn't named the new economical generic car yet. Ruby Kaufman said, not really, but we often call my mom's little car Yari because it's a Toyota Yaris. We test drove one of those one time. Remember, Jennifer, I didn't fit.
Yes, you did. World's most uncomfortable seats.
Oh, I couldn't fit. I hit my head in the ceiling.
Yeah.
Mona said, she says we have the Dodge Ranger. It's a four-cylinder Ford Ranger with a grill off an Explorer. Oh, she calls it the Danger Ranger. It's called the Danger Ranger. It has many wonderful features like a broken driver hood door handle, one racing slick tire, an almost secure tailgate, a texturized paint job, and best of all, a CB/PA that you can use to yell at Walmart shoppers who walk down the middle of the parking lot aisle. That's funny.
I want that.
Yes, that'd be good.
Can I get that feature? And you know why I want that, Glenn? You know why I want that feature?
Why? Because I'm the one walking down the middle.
Because you're the one yelling. Yes, you're the one walking down the middle. I'm crazy.
Yeah. So that's the Danger Ranger. I like that one. That's probably the best name yet, Danger Ranger.
I like. Those are cute too. I like the fact that it said that it had a textured paint job.
Yes.
I've never heard of that. You know that's good.
Yep, that's funny. So there were some of the names that we got from our listeners for the trucks. Now, while we're waiting for our guests, there was something else that came out yesterday, Jamie, and that was the nominations for the Oscars. We just talked about that on Wednesday, that they should be coming out soon, and we determined that the Oscars are, what, in March, I believe. So we have the nominations, and let's see which ones of these we've seen and what you think. Best Picture, there were 9 of them for Best Picture, and the way they do this is if 5% of these are the writers or movie reviewers do this, if 9% of or 5% of them vote for a movie, then it goes into the it becomes a nominee. So the number of nominees varies. But Best Picture was Captain Phillips, Gravity, 12 Years a Slave, Philomena, American Hustle, Her, Nebraska, The Wolf of Wall Street, and Dallas Buyers Club. Now, I don't have much to say about any of these except Gravity, because that's the only one on this list I've actually seen.
Yeah. So I haven't seen any of them, but I do want to see Philomena. That looked interesting. I've never heard of that one.
I haven't either.
Her is the one where he falls in love with a computer. The Wolf of Wall Street. Dallas Buyers Club is Matthew McConaughey losing all the weight and being, I think, an AIDS patient, right? Yeah. I don't know. 12 Years as a Slave looks amazing, but I can't sit through that because I bite all my nails off, and I hate humans after watching stuff like that.
Yeah, that is a problem with that.
You know the story? 12 Years as a Slave is a free man and then was taken back after being free into slavery for 12 years. Oh, my gosh. It's too much. But Gravity was spooky enough. Captain Phillips is a true story, too. And the guy was taken off. Every movie on here is so stressful.
Yes.
No comedies.
Except for The Wolf of Wall Street, which is just pretty much drugs and sex. So that one's... That one's going to the other end.
That is Leo. I need to watch that.
Well, you'll see a lot of drugs and sex, and apparently the F word used 512 times in that movie. Instead of record.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
So, yeah. Seriously. Instead of record. Yeah, I've seen the reviews on that are if you don't mind 3 hours of drug use and sex, then this will be the movie for you.
So, oh, yeah, that's too much.
You know, I think the top 3 contenders here are going to be American Hustle, which apparently is, you know, is one. I think American Hustle won the Golden Globe, didn't it? So you're going to have American Hustle, you're going to have Gravity, and you're going to have 12 Years a Slave. They're going to be the 3 the top three there.
Yeah.
Actor, Christian Bale in American Hustle, Bruce Dern in Nebraska, Leonardo, Jamie's boyfriend, in The Wolf of Wall Street, I Can't Say His Name in 12 Years a Slave, and Matthew McConaughey in Dallas Buyers Club. Now, you like Matthew McConaughey, too, so you've got to be a little torn on this one.
Now, Matthew McConaughey is, you know, he seems kind of dirty, and the fact that his name is being mentioned in Best Actor is just one of those things, like, I would never hear. To me, Matthew McConaughey, this is his famous line, okay? You know what I like about them high school girls? I get older, they stay the same age. That's his best line ever. Best line ever.
What was that in? Or was that just his line? Is that something he just said, or was that in a movie?
It was in a movie. It was in a movie, and I'll think of it here in just a second. I'll IMDb it. It was the one where he was the... give me a second.
He was in The Lincoln Lawyer, which was a pretty good movie, actually. We kind of liked The Lincoln Lawyer. That was one that we liked.
Lincoln Lawyer.
Oh, were you thinking of Magic Mike?
No, it was way before that. He was in the movie from the 70s. I'm really upset that...
Oh, you're going way back. I don't know about that.
Well, it wasn't in the 70s. No, Dazed and Confused.
Okay.
Dazed and Confused.
Got it. Well, he's been a lot of movies. I'm looking at his list here. Oh, my gosh. It's been a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Tropic Thunder. There was a classic from 2008.
A technical masterpiece and crappy movie.
Oh, now you're... I got to beep you out.
Holy moly, what is that with you? Never drop the S-bomb on this show.
It's been this week, too.
I stopped myself. I didn't get it all out.
He was in Sahara, too.
Sorry, listeners.
He was in Sahara, too, which was a Dirk Pitt novel, and it was a very bad movie.
Great, crappy movie, yeah.
Yeah, crappy movie.
Yeah, terrible.
Anyway.
Let's move on.
Yes.
Actress, Kate Blanchett for Blue Jasmine, Sandra Bullock, Judy Dench, Amy Adams, Meryl Streep. You know?
This is Meryl Streep's, 19th nomination.
Really? How many has she won? Can people beat Meryl?
I think she's won a few. She's not like that other lady who never wins the Emmy. She's not like that. She actually wins a few times.
Oh, Meryl Streep wins every time, it seems like. She's always nominated. And it's like a movie that comes up the last second. Like, oh, by the way, you are nominated. Meryl Streep's amazing. But I mean, knowing what Sandra Bullock had to go through to film that movie, Gravity, how do you argue with that?
I don't know. And it pretty much was a movie with Sandra Bullock and one other actor part of the time. But it was mostly Sandra Bullock in the whole movie. That was it. So, I mean, that takes a great amount of acting. Can you imagine having... Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, can you imagine having to do some of the scenes that she did with you know, and they film all of that stuff out of order, out of context, and you have to do some of those scenes and get into the mood to do those scenes when it's all out of context and out of order. It had to be tremendously difficult.
Oh, I can't even imagine. That's why I don't do that job. That's the reason. But I do love, in the Golden Globes, I read this because I didn't watch the Golden Globes, but I did read that Amy Poehler said, it's just amazing what George Clooney will do. He'll lift himself off into outer space to not be around a woman his own age.
Yes. I thought that was one of the very funny lines, actually.
I know. It was so funny. It was so funny. Supporting actor, Captain Phillips guy, Bradley Cooper, Michael Fassbender, Jared Leto, and Jonah Hill. I mean, if Jonah Hill is being nominated, that's crazy. Supporting actress, Sally Hawkins, Jennifer Lawrence for American Hustle, Lupita Nyong'o for 12 Years as a Slave, Julia Roberts and June Squid. Julia Roberts, now we got to see August Osage County.
because everybody in the whole category is nominated. And apparently it's the first time Julia Roberts and Meryl Streep have ever done a movie together.
Well, you know who you have. I have to comment on one there, Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence is being nominated for every role she takes now, for multiple awards. Yeah. She just, for everything. She is the hot one right now.
Did you see the movie of what she won for last year? The one where she was with Bradley Cooper?
No. I'm trying to remember the name of that.
She was amazing in that one. I'll get the name here in just a second. We're terrible at names.
For I know.
Silver Linings Playbook. She was amazing.
Yeah. No, we did not see that one. And directing, you have Gravity for directing, 12 Years a Slave in Nebraska, American Hustle, and The Wolf of Wall Street. Again, you know, I think they're going to, I think it's going to end up being spread out a little bit because, and the big nominees this year were 12 Years a Slave, Dallas Buyers Club, which I actually kind of do want to see, and Gravity. Gravity took 10 nominations, different nominations. So we'll see what happens with it.
Just a reminder, obviously, our guests did not show up, and you know what? We're just not even going to mention what they are calling for because they were calling to promote something, and we're not going to talk about it because we're mad at them. however, I do want to point something out, kind of important. It's going around again, Glenn. It's going around again.
What is?
Three horses, 52 thoroughbred horses.
Again?
Need home. Again,
that thing will not die
on my wall yesterday.
Ugh.
You know what I've been reading? These are the 52 thoroughbreds that the guy died and his son was going to send them to auction. And so they all 52 thoroughbreds found homes. We've actually talked to one of the people that adopted a couple of them. So they found homes years ago. So if you guys come across that, please let people know that this is long gone. It's old and outdated. But the problem is, this has been going around in other countries as well. And the number to call is getting changed, and it is being used to scam people. So they're putting, like, posted, you know, toll numbers in there, and they're getting your personal information from you. So do not call, do not pass this on, and stop the people, you know, who are trying to. I mean, it's nice that people want us, you know, want to help these horses, but they've already been helped, and now people are trying to screw everybody. So make sure you gently let them down and tell them, happy ending, we're good, just, you know. So.
Yeah, I saw that again yesterday. I was like, I cannot believe that's been resurrected again. No matter how, okay, before you repost something that you think is, you know, might be something like that, go to Snopes. Just go to SNOPES.com, plug it in, and it'll be there. And it'll tell you whether it's true or false or what the story is. And
yeah.
Just go to Snopes. Hey, when we get back from the song and a commercial or two here, I have a guessing game for you guys that we're going to play before we get to really bad ads. Okay? So let's go to Equestrian Collections. And then we have a song from our girl Templeton called When I Get Where I'm Going. We'll be right back after that. And of course, it's Really Bad Ads Day. Hi, Glenn here with the Horse Radio Network, and I'm back in 2014 with Debbie from Equestrian Collections with another year of great products. What do we have this week, Debbie?
Well, first of all, Happy New Year. It's been a great Christmas, and we're here in the Mid-Atlantic, and so we're freezing, and but we are happy to start thinking about riding again. Hopefully the weather will turn soon. And the first product I have this month is for the Dapple Equine one-piece jump cups. We offer these in three different styles for three different types of jumps. One is for gates and planks, you know, those kinds of things that are look like a plank that you set them in. One is for round rails, and one is for the lighter PVC standards. These all three are designed just a little bit different for each one of those types of jumps. Poles and gates and things like that. But the thing about this that's so great is you can do it one-handed. so that when you have your horse with you, you don't have to stop everything and drop it and look for pins and get the pins moved. You can do it with one hand. It's also made in the United States of America, which everybody is always looking for. It's got a rubber coating. It is made of steel with a rubber coating, so there's no rotting, no problems with ice. Doesn't matter how cold it is. You can leave them out all the time, and they will be the exact same way that they were the last time you used them. It's sort of a unique design, and I think it's really cool that they're uniquely designed for the different types of jumps. And but the biggest thing is that you can do everything with one hand. So you can, you know, if you're riding by yourself and you're practicing, you don't have your trainer there with you, you got to get off and do all this stuff to move jumps around, and this just makes it just a little bit easier. They're $23.99, and they do come in pairs.
Very good. I love these. I wish we'd had these when my wife was doing eventing, because I was the one that had to do the jumps. So I know exactly what you're talking about. This is great. It's Dapple Equine one-piece jump cups. You can get them for all different types of jumps. Just head on over to equestriancollections.com and type in Dapple Equine jump cup, and all the different choices will come up. And you'll find them all. Good price, too. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Glenn.
EquestrianCollections.com. If you are looking for a cure for the winter blues, then the Southern Equine Expo is the answer. Formerly the Southern Horse Bonanza, the Expo will return to the Tennessee Miller Coliseum in Murfreesboro, Tennessee on February 14th through the 16th. During this event, attendees will enjoy clinics presented by nationally known horsemen, educational seminars, and hands-on demonstrations. And new to this year's Expo are competitions, including a blacksmith and farrier competition and a youth ranch horse challenge. Many past guests of the Horse Radio Network will be clinicians at this fantastic event. Chris Cox, Tammy Crawford, Dick Pieper, Chase Dodd, Lisa Wysocki, Mark and Miranda Lyon, and so many more covering a diversity of disciplines. Our good friend Wayne Williams of Speaking of Horses will be doing the announcing. Plus, it is one of the most affordable expos in the country at only $9 for adults for advanced tickets. Oh, did I mention the shopping? There is lots of it, and who doesn't need a shopping fix in the middle of February? If you live anywhere near Tennessee, plan a trip to Murfreesboro for the Southern Equine Expo, presented by Tartar Farm and Ranch Equipment. That's February 14th through the 16th. Visit them online for all the details at southernequineexpo.com.
You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek here with Jamie Jennings out in the West Coast and Coach Jen right across the house. We are sponsored today by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find them at kppusa.com. All right, guys, I have a guessing game for you. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right, here we go. In 2005, Hunter Harris and his wife bought a former dairy farm just as he was preparing to retire from a post as chief executive of the Canadian National Railway. They turned the 100-acre Connecticut property into a large equestrian facility. He then went back to work as CEO of another railroad, and his daughter and her husband managed the family's horses, but are on the road most of the time showing them. His wife, Jeannie, meanwhile, spends much of her time at the family's other horse farm in Wellington, Florida. So this is just outside of Ridgeville, Connecticut. They didn't use it much, so they thought they would sell it. And this is what it has. It contains three homes for the Harrison family, a pool, a tennis court, plus two barns, 3.5-acre Grand Prix jumping field, outdoor and indoor riding rings, a 12 grass paddocks. The facility also has an equine treadmill and spa. The horses have a very luxurious life here, quipped the listing. The owners don't have it too bad either. Framed with vintage barn beams from Vermont, the 14,500-square-foot Adirondack-style main house has six bedrooms. The living room has a 38-foot ceiling and a limestone and fieldstone fireplace. There's also a media room, a wine cellar, 7-car garage, a golf room outfitted with golf simulator and putting green, and the golf room can be reached from the master bedroom because who doesn't like to get up in the morning and go practice your golf immediately before you even get your coffee? By the way, there's a hidden stairway concealed behind shelves. I don't know where that goes, maybe to the mistress's quarters. I have no idea. He added, so now these are the features. By the way, there's a waterfall that runs past the master bedroom window so that you can hear that, and that goes into a koi pond, which is then leads down to the jacuzzi spa. So all of that for a mirror. You guys have a guess? No guesses?
Well, I would imagine that it's going to be big because he's a railroad magnate. You know, and so I would go with $16 million.
$16 million, Jamie guesses. Jennifer? Oh, you're on mute, I think. Wait, you're there, Jennifer?
I'm here. Okay. I'm going to go with $10 million. The market's depressed. $10 million.
Okay, you're both a little off. Just a little. How about $55 million for
what?
This?
What?
Lovely Connecticut property. It could be all yours.
Holy, who's going to buy a $55 million Connecticut property? Really?
Do you remember a while back we talked about Ellen DeGeneres selling her horse farm out in California? She got, what, 16, 14, 16, 20 million, something like that. Well, she just bought her new place. Her new place was $40 million.
Good Lord.
So I guess being a daytime talk show host pays really well. Really, really well. So that's the kind of person that would buy this.
The more stuff you have, the more stuff you have to take care of, and the more stuff people you have to employ to take care of that stuff, you know? So you can't just go outside and be naked in your backyard because you have six employees that are standing there watching you go outside and be naked in your backyard. I think that's a horrible way to live. There are some nice farms I would like to live in, but for the most part, this is a bad idea.
You don't want the one that's going to actually require a caretaker for the koi pond?
Yeah, exactly. If your koi pond requires a caretaker, I'm not moving in.
$55 million. By the way, I saw some of the pictures. I'll put a link up later on Facebook. Unbelievable, as you might imagine. Unbelievable place. Hey, you two talk amongst yourselves for about 2 seconds because I have a cat that is wanting out of my studio at this moment and is being very boisterous about it. So hold on.
All right.
Well,
Oh, I know. I try to get my cat out all the time, and all he does is sit there and, like, stare. You know, want to go in or out? In or out? In or out? In or out?
I'm back.
So annoying. Why do cats do that?
I don't know, but he always wants in my studio, and then as soon as I'm recording, he wants out. That's it. It's like, I'm sick of hearing you talk. Right.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met
me.
Go ahead.
I did that.
No, you can
do that. I didn't mean to put it over you. Here we go. Here we go.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trader. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trader. To tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trader. Well, if the talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
It's Friday. You know what that means? It means it's really bad ads time, everybody. Woohoo! And we have a lot of really, really good ads today. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And we have some terrific prizes for the listeners who've submitted these really bad ads. That's what happens. Listeners submit them. They're like Craigslist ads usually. And Jennifer is going to tell us what we have as prizes.
Oh, that's right. I am, aren't I? Ooh, drive down, drive down, drive down, drive down, drive down, drive down, drive up, drive up, drive up.
It's so Friday.
Oh, there they are. Prizes and really bad ads. I was busily posting something really funny on Facebook. I got sidetracked. On the really bad ads prizes table this week, we have a gift pack from Dr. Rose's Remedies. Dr. Rose's Remedies skin treatment salve and spray are 100% all natural products. They are anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal. Dr. Rose's are made with all human-grade ingredients and are safe and effective treatments for the endless scratches, abrasions, cuts, and scrapes that our horses have every time we go out to the barn. Ask for Dr. Rose's at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can purchase online at drrosesremedies.com. That's drrosesremedies.com. And on the opposite side of the table, from horsegroomingsolutions.com, a grooming tote filled with products valued at over $100. When you need gentle, effective, economical products for your daily or show grooming needs, look no further than the Horse Grooming Solutions brands that you have come to know and love. Healthy Hair Care, voted number one horse health brand by consumers, Silverado Show Grooming, and Old Timers Equine. You can find them all at your local tack and feed store, or you can go online to horsegroomingsolutions.com.
Thank you, Jennifer. All right, let's get started with this batch of ads. And this first one is pretty short. Whoa. This is sent in by Lindsay, who sent this in, and it's in Lafayette, Indiana. Pregnant mare, $35,000. Now, what do you expect when you see a headline like that, a title like that, Jamie, when you go into the ad? What do you expect?
Pregnant mare, $35,000?
what would I expect? Photos, x-rays, everything. Like,
yeah,
it knows the tail.
Yeah, if you're going to put an ad up for a $35,000 horse, you expect to see, you know, the best professional photography, and you expect a complete description, and especially since it's pregnant. This is the ad. Pregnant race mare by a champion. In full to producer of a champion. For more information, call. That's it.
Are you kidding me?
No. Pregnant race mare by a champion. And then they didn't even say in full. It says in full, F-U-L-L, to, T-O-O, producer of a champion. That's it.
You know what I need to do, Glenn, right
yes.
now? Is I need to go down to the bank and I need to secure a loan because I need that horse.
You need the horse because
it's
you know what?
A pregnant race mare.
It's a champion.
By a champion.
Yeah, it's a champion. I mean, other than that, we really don't know anything.
Sydney sent in this next one, and this makes me very happy because this one's awesome. All right, it's unusual. Tiny circus saddle, $350 in Boise. This is in all capital letters, but this is just sit down. Are you sitting down? Because you need to. This is an interesting little guy. Again, unusual tiny circus saddle. This saddle was used on a Shetland pony that was ridden by a small black bear back in the early 70s. It was part of a show that visited schools. There were various acts, but this was the show stopper. The saddle isn't much to look at, but boy, does it have a story behind it. I can arrange to show this at work or can meet you to see it. Okay. Can I just start out by saying poor pony?
Yes.
Poor, poor little pony. Oh, my gosh.
Even a small black bear is pretty heavy.
I know. And not to mention the whole predator-prey thing. Hey, let me put a lion on your back, Jet, and let's see how it goes. That would never happen. It would never happen. I get poor little pony.
I love the fact that she's trying to sell this circus saddle like it's going to end up in a museum because of the story behind it for $350.
You know what I have to do right now while you're reading the next ad is I have to Google black
bear by Shetland pony.
And see if there's an image for
you. Better
that.
Do it quick because I have another really short ad coming up. Chelsea.
Nothing so far.
Okay, you keep looking for that.
Nothing.
Chelsea sent in this one. And I'm sure it's for sale by the people who have the $55 million ranch because it's in Connecticut. Horse, $650. Oh, and the description? Horse. No email or texts.
Seriously?
That's it.
That's the ad?
That's the ad. I'm all done. With that one. Yep. I'm getting all the short ones.
That did not give me enough time to...
All right, you keep looking. I'll do the next. All right.
Black bear.
You keep looking for the black bear, okay. Tony. Chelsea also sent in this one. It's in Madison. I don't know where Madison is, but champion, another champion. Oh no, wait a minute. Is this his companion horse for sale? $950. Chicken, chicken pot pie or potty is a 25-year-old thoroughbred bay. She is her name is Potty. She is approximately 16.3 hands. I have retired her because she is thoroughly embarrassed about her name and will not ride anymore. No, that isn't it. I have retired her because she has a hawk problem, which the vet deemed untreatable. Let me repeat that. I have retired her because she has a hawk, H-A-W-K problem, because the vet deemed it untreatable. She is in no pain whatsoever. I just do light groundwork with her now because apparently she's trying to get away from the hawks. You will never be lonely with this girl. She has a lot of special talents like hugging and rearing. However, her most unique talent is probably her ghost hunting ability. I live in an old barn which is said to be haunted. She gets real alert at night and looks around a lot. Thanks for looking. Call or text me if you want to check her out.
Wait a second. Did you just say that it's a ghost hunting horse?
Yes, I did. I just said, first of all, the horse's name is Potty. Let's go back to that. Potty is the horse's name. She's a ghost hunting horse, and she is deathly afraid of hawks. And that's untreatable. So don't even try to desensitize her to the hawks, because it's awesome. The vet said so. I must have read this ad 16 times.
Yeah, it's really, that's hard. That's difficult. But chicken pot pie is mean to home. That's what I'm getting. We've never had a ghost hunting horse ever.
No, we have never had a ghost hunting horse that's afraid of hawks.
It's giant birds of prey problems, okay? Untreatable.
Do you think that's because the ghost hunting horse actually saw the ghost of a hawk and it was trying to attack her?
I'm really nervous about what that means. Chicken pot pie.
We missed the obvious one, didn't we? She has a lot of special talents like hugging and rearing. We missed that one.
She rears. Wow, that's a great talent.
Special talent.
Down, girl. Down, girl. All right. No pictures of bears riding ponies.
No.
I could not find that. So, sadly, I did find a lot of pictures of circus performing bears, which were a little too sad to post. So I'm going to change gears here because people were horrible to animals in the 20s. God. Okay, cleanse. Tammy Schreiber sent in this one. Oh, gosh, this is a steal. Desperately need gone. Desperately. 18-inch, $2,300 show dressage saddle and bit, $450. 18-inch prestige eventing basic saddle, bought new in 2009 for $2,300. If I could get to a big city like Kentucky or Tennessee, I can get more. I can get more than paid for because they aged like wine. Made from Italian leathers, no tears, worn areas, I used it 4 times. I am asking $450 OBO for a quick sale, lowest bottom dollar $400. Will include stirrups, girth pad, wool fleece pad, new crop and bit. What was the first thing that stuck out to you, Glenn, that is wrong with this ad?
Oh, the big city was the one that I found the funniest, the big city like Kentucky or Tennessee. The governors of those states, the governors of those states are so disappointed today.
If only I could get to the big city of Kentucky. Woo! And not to be whatever, but isn't there some sort of internet superhighway that could list a saddle for sale and sell it in another part of the country? I mean, call me crazy. If they don't have that, they probably should, and they could name it eBay. What's the deal?
I was so confused because the title said 18-inch, $2,300 show saddle and bit, $450. And
the bit's not even listed.
And then when you go in and the ad, though, it says 18-inch prestige eventing basic saddle. And then I was just so confused about whether are we it's $2,300? Is it $450? What is it? I don't know.
It ages like fine wine, Glenn. Ages like fine wine.
Yes, it does. Well, let's go on to the next one. This one, thank you, Tammy, by the way. That was pretty good. Some of these, you read them when you see them on Craigslist, and you have to look twice, and you go, I can't believe they just wrote that. Uta sent in one that is a first. I can't believe I'm still saying after all this time. But it's a horse trailer picture, and it's a horse trailer for sale, and it's a first. Because we've had over 100 of them now, and this is still a first. It's the first one we've had that is totally wrecked. It's a one-horse trailer, like our typical two-horse trailer. Well, it sort of looks like our typical two-horse trailers with the rounded front, the windows, and everything. Except on this particular white beauty, the whole roof is smashed in. It's just looks like it rolled, doesn't
it? It's wrecked.
It's wrecked. It looks like it rolled. The tires are flat. The weeds are growing up around it. All the usual problems. And the ad does say that. One horse trailer, $350 in Kansas. This has been in a wreck. I put in a new heavy axle and was going to have someone fix it, but they backed out, and I do not have time to tackle this project. It would be good for parts and make a great utility trailer. If the roof doesn't fall off. So I would say for $350, this is not, this is a $50 trailer, or give it to me. It's pretty much.
This is a throw it away, get rid of it trailer. I'm sorry. Okay. Can you imagine the accident this thing was in? This thing had to flip several times, much less, oh, please God, tell me there wasn't a horse in it. Oh, God.
It doesn't say.
Can you imagine the carnage? The top half of the trailer smashed. Unless something fell on it, this thing rolled over.
You know what it kind of almost looks like, God, to be honest with you, is that a tree fell on it. It kind of almost looks like a tree, but then it would smash the whole thing. It could be a tree.
That would be great, though.
Let's go with tree fell on it.
Then there wouldn't have been a horse.
Or a really, 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 really big hailstone. That's a possibility, too.
A big what? I'm sorry.
Hailstone. A big hailstone fell on it. Really big.
Oh, a big giant boulder. Like, okay, the Wile E. Coyote was trying to smash the little bird as he ran by, and he dropped a boulder from a cliff above, and it landed on top of this trailer.
In Kansas.
That's what happened.
Yes.
Let's stick with that. Horses for sale, not for meat. Oh, my God, this is a good one.
Aaron sent this one.
This is Ontario, Canada. This is a Canadian A. Let's see if there's A in it anywhere. Okay, this is all one sentence. Hi, I have a lovely horses for sale. As I have been raising her, seen she was a day old. I have to sell her. I really don't want to sell her, but this is my last option. She's supposed say to be pregnant. I paid $500 to bred her. The stud is a lovely horses. She is a Clydesdale mix. She dose, have her own little attitude, but it can change. She is not properly trained.
A lot of men have said that about their wives, too. Never works.
Not properly trained. She has been riding before, but she lost the training after my accident and my movement to a other barn. She's extremely good with cows and dogs. She's approximately 5 years old or almost 5 years old. It's a really nice horses. I do not want to sell her for meat.
Well, you gotta give her that.
I will ask for reference and other question. We can talk more about the price. It doesn't say the price.
It doesn't say the price, no. I think this one speaks for itself, doesn't it? I mean,
She really good horses, and she paid $500 to bred her, bred. The stud is lovely, and it's a, what I want to know is, how did the mare lose her training after the accident?
Yeah, she doesn't mention what the accident was.
Yes, and why was there an accident? Anyway, let's not forget
she does have her own little attitude, but it can change. She does.
Can change.
Yeah.
It can change. She can be trained.
Yeah, she can. But she has some attitude. Morgan Gelding. Gemma sent this one in from Preston, Idaho. Morgan Gelding. Poco is an 8-year-old gelding. He is not gated, and he is 15.3 hands. I apologizes to everyone. He is not broke. He needs to be. Needs experience, rider, trainer. Please, only those truly interested will consider a trade for hay and what, Jamie? What do we always trade for in every single ad?
Guns!
Or she'll trade for an older horse that's well-broken, gentle, of course. You know, that's the other thing we always trade for. Yes, so here we have a not-gated Morgan that is not broke, but she's very sorry about the fact she's not broke. It needs to be trained by an experienced rider or trainer, and we'll trade for guns or a completely well-broke 10 to 12-year-old horse.
Yeah. Man, I was just thinking I need to get rid of my well-broke 10 to 12-year-old horse and get something that's absolutely untouched and do a fair trade. What a deal.
Do you think that it always says guns in here because they're trying to make sure you don't shoot this horse after you get it and realize it's a total loser? Do you think that's why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're onto something, Glenn. You're onto something. Oh, my God. I hope you guys have already had breakfast and you're not sitting down to eat right now. Because this Ashley Noble may be one of the most disgusting ads I've ever seen.
I'm sorry I read it.
I'm like, this is gross and I can't believe you gave this to me. Okay. Bless its little heart.
Go ahead.
I really should not read ahead. Okay. Oh, God. Okay, everybody, another one you need to sit down. Reduced 10-year-old Tennessee Walking Gelding for the bargain price of $250 in Spotsylvania, Virginia. Is that a real place? Google that.
It is. It is. It actually is.
It's a real place. Reduced. Have you dreamed of owning your own horse?
Yes, I have.
Blackjack may be just what you're looking for. Black does have one special need, though. He has a hole in the roof of his mouth that does affect his breathing somewhat, and therefore, real hard riding is not for him. He gets winded when he runs for a long time. Mountain riding is not for him. If you have a stream for him to drink out of, that would be ideal. If not, the water trough would need to be emptied more than usual. Hold on. He's a wonderful trail horse, loves the woods, just can't be ridden hard. The hole makes things a little messy because 10% of what goes in his mouth comes out of his nose. If you're still interested in him, please call or text the number below. I can deliver him, blah, blah, blah. I would really like to see where he will be living because I want to know what kind of idiot took this horse. I added that. I am trusting that he will go to a forever home where he will be ridden and loved. Price could be negotiable to the right him. No traders, please. Thank you for looking. May God bless you.
Yeah,
because the horse will not...
No, okay.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
That's a statement. Let me read that line again. Can I please, 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 please? The hole in the roof of his mouth does make things a little messy because 10% of what goes into his mouth comes out of his nose. Oh,
all right,
you
God.
And I. All right, now we're not being unsympathetic. I feel bad for this horse. I really, really do. But we have never had that on the show before, ever. And I got to say. I got to say, now, this may show how shallow I am, and I admit, I'm very shallow, but you have rescued a number of horses. We have rescued a number of horses. We both have rescued horses right now. Would you take a horse that every time he ate, 10% of what he ate came out his nose? I couldn't do it. I'm shallow. Well, I admit it.
And I am sorry. I have adopted, like, we had old Will, who was 250 pounds underweight, maybe more, had 100 pounds of sand in his belly, had one eye and no front teeth. And I took that horse. So karmically, when I go to heaven and I'm sitting there in front of the good Lord, he's going to go, you know what? You took that horse, Will. So you're in. I don't think I need a horse like this to seal the deal. You know what I mean? Like, somebody else needs that free pass into heaven. And I'm going to leave it to somebody else because that's disgusting. And you know that 10% is a low ball number. Poor little thing.
30%.
It's got to be more than 10% because you know they're not going to be like 65% of what he eats just
comes right out of his nose. And why has this not been treated? There's got to be a way to some sort of plug the hole.
Or
how does one get a hole? Yeah, I have too many questions, and I'm sorry, Ashley. That was a good ad. Good
that
job.
That has to be one of the poor little Ashley's going to win something because that was certainly the most disgusting ad we've ever had. I mean, we've had some disgusting. Yeah. That one totally. Me too. So I'm going to go on. The last ad of the day. Sienna said, "Set this one in." I have decided to offer Dreamcatcher for sale. Oh, this is going to be a much more pleasant ad. I have decided to offer Dreamcatcher for sale. He is a 4-year-old leopard Appaloosa stallion. Please note he is grade no papers. So he's a crappy 4-year-old Appaloosa stallion. Great disposition and super laid back personality. He is very well-mannered and laid-back stallion and gets along with other geldings and other stallions. We raised him from our breeding program, and he has the right personality to make an outstanding saddle horse and or use him as a stallion to raise some great colts. Here's how they always say colts and never say fillies. Discrimination. You can't go wrong with this horse. I exposed him to 2 mares this summer for his first breeding season. Okay, read between the lines. That means the fence broke and he got out in the bear's pasture. This bloodline has thrown leopard apps, blanket apps, grulas, and red duns. Late in the summer, he did get a wire cut in the pastern on the front leg. It is almost completely healed. Oh, apparently Luke likes it too. Yeah, it is completely healed, although there will be scarring. Now let's get the next part. We got a 4-year-old leopard Appaloosa stallion that's been turned out. Not currently halter trained, although I've had my hands on him. Walks up to me out in the pasture and will follow me around. Currently would like to trade for a registered Appaloosa mare. Good disposition a bust. Would also consider a serious cash offer. We really like Dreamcatcher. He has a great build, great disposition, and his sire, damn, we're outstanding horses. Only offering for sale as I am keeping a couple of siblings in my breeding program and have decided to let Dreamcatcher go if someone can use him either as a stallion or a future saddle horse. So let's review. We have a 4-year-old Appaloosa stallion that has never been touched by human hands.
Oh, God. That's just awful. That's awful. Sienna, I got to ask, because there's a horse when I trail ride around my back neighborhood that is it looks like a 4-year-old leopard Appaloosa stallion that has never been touched. And because we call it trying to ride through the funnel of death, because he comes, he'll hide, and then you start riding by with children and ponies, and he gallops full bore up to the fence, bam, stop, slams into the fence right in front of you like he's going to attack the horses. This sucker is wild as a deer and is in a paddock pasture by himself, and he scares us half to death every single time. We have to, wait. We're like, Where is he? Is he there yet? You see him yet? Okay. Go. It's like tuck and roll. So you have to do the GFI. So, Sienna, I wanted to know if this is in the West Phoenix area. If it is, I know this horse, and people don't do it. Don't buy it.
All right, we have to pick some winners here. I think Ashley with the hole in the mouth has to win something. And I'm thinking, do you guys agree that Ashley should win the grooming tote filled with products from Horse Grooming Solutions? Because when you got half your food coming out of your nose, you're going to need grooming products, right? So you guys okay with that?
Gross.
Ashley wins the Horse Grooming Solutions.
Yeah, that's great. And now the problem is the circus saddle by the small black bear, or do we go with the one with the big city like Kentucky? Which one did you guys like?
Well, we have
the trailer that Uta sent in.
We have a gift pack from Dr. Rose's Remedies is what we have coming up next. And, there's so many good ones today. There are really so many good ones today. What do you think, Jennifer? Do you have a favorite one that made you laugh?
You know something? I'm really enjoying Potty the Thoroughbred Mare.
Yes.
That made me chuckle a lot.
That's true.
And the idea of a ghost-busting horse.
Yeah, we never had one of those either. Mm-hmm. So
that's good, too.
Truly original.
These are such good ones, you guys. This was a great day of ads. Thank you to everybody who's now on in.
Chelsea, congratulations. You get the Dr. Rose's remedies. Well, that's it for this week, everybody. We'll be back here on Monday with another show. We hope you all have a terrific weekend. Jennifer and I are going out and see Dr. Wendy Ying in a competition this weekend here in Ocala. So that's what we'll be up to tomorrow. And we hope that you all have a terrific horsey weekend. No parties this weekend. You got to have a little quieter one.
No parties. I'm done with parties. Good. For a long time, although I did get a nice bouquet of flowers and a nice card from my husband yesterday for throwing the party. So that was good.
Was there another apology on the card for getting you in the speech the other day?
There was a minor apology, but we don't need to discuss that. It's not important.
Are we past it now?
What you need to do today.
We're past it.
Okay. Just buy your wife something nice today for all you men that are listening. Just do it. Just buy some flowers. It just means a lot more than you think. It's worth the $20. Go do it.
So he's out of the bouncy house and back in your bed again after a week?
He's back in the house, yes. Okay. He's not in the bouncy castle anymore.
That's it, everybody. We'll see you. Have a terrific weekend.
Stay good or go. Watch these Clips Awards on HRTV and be good.